AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Revoice Podcast Network. The mic is ours.
Welcome back to Bad Attitude, the podcast where we dive into the creative prowess of local VCU artists. My name is Brett, and today we'll be sitting down with Nathaniel Howard.
Hi, I'm Nathaniel Howard.
We at Revoice welcome you to our podcast, Bad Attitude. Today's episode is with Nathaniel. Nathaniel's a freshman at VCU majoring in musical theater.
I'm Nathaniel. I'm from Burke, so like Northern Virginia. I went to Lake Braddock High School, and like as he said, I'm majoring in musical theater, so that's a whole lot of fun.
So what made you decide on musical theater here as a degree at VCU? What was very intriguing about that?
Well, I just have always liked music, like as a whole. Ever since I was like little, I've been really, really into music and creating art like that. And then I went into like elementary school. I did the little plays they put on. I did You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown in fourth grade, which was a whole lot of fun. Then I went into middle school, high school. I did a little bit of those plays, and then I did Anastasia my freshman year of high school. And what I remember from that is that I was the only person who wasn't stressed about Tech Week, and everybody called me crazy for it. So I decided to like do theater as an elective because I hadn't done that before. So I decided to actually start doing that, having that as a class. That was a whole lot of fun. And then I did the fall play, the winter musical, which was Cinderella, and I played the prince in that. And then we did the spring play, which was The Trojan Women, which we're probably going to be getting into that.
Oh, yeah. I can definitely tell how, you know, interested in it and how passionate you are. So when I was looking at your Instagram, I saw lots of different musicals you were part of. You know, some of these you just mentioned. In a lot of these, you work as a costume designer, specifically one, The Trojan Woman. And this was at your high school, Lake Braddock High School, and also working on other productions like Cinderella and more. When you look back at your time at high school theater, do you have a favorite one that you were a part of that kind of really made you who you are today, you'd say?
Oh, there were so many like formative moments. Like when I was in Something Rotten, I was just part of like the acting troupe, like the Bottoms acting troupe, whatever. But I understudied Shakespeare and Nigel. And there were multiple times when they had to like, when they couldn't show up. And during that entire process, I really loved acting. I loved like doing all that stuff, singing, memorizing lines, stuff like that. So I would just lock in behind like behind the scenes on my own time and just memorize all the lines. So the guy who played Shakespeare was out one day, and I had to go in to be Shakespeare for working on like Willpower, that song, and just other scenes with Shakespeare in them. And I did all that. Then I came off stage, and the theater director came up to me and gave me a hug and said, that was some real Star Is Born shit. And I think that was really what made me be like, okay, so I might be kind of good at this. And I really enjoyed that feeling. So I was just like, I think that's a very like formative moment. And then I learned the most when I was in Cinderella and The Trojan Women.
Okay. Yeah. I feel like just, you know, I just met you about, you know, 20, 30 minutes ago. I feel like you really like your favorite part is the pressure. I feel like you really enjoy that about it. And Like, I don't, that like excites you, you know, like you kind of have like to live up to that pressure. I like having a lot on my plate. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I think that's really, you know, I admire that. We're also here to talk about, you've worked on a novel. So you've also written a book alongside Jesse Holder Tortelot titled Talthybius. This novel follows a messenger who is tasked to deliver the worst messages to the women of Troy during the wake of the Trojan War. What is his responsibility for witnessing the suffering? Find out by checking out the first-person perspective of Jesse Holder Tortelot's 2024 stage adaptation of Euripides' Trojan Woman. So what was it like, you know, working alongside Jesse on this novel? And, you know, how's that been?
So it started during working on the Trojan Women. I played the role of Talthybius.
Mm-hmm.
And... so I had to do this, this like character work thing where there's a lot of scenes that happen like off stage that are mentioned. And basically I was given this task to like journal about these different like events that are mentioned that happened. And I've written things in the past, like I've mm-hmm. been interested in writing, and I sat down and I wrote like the character journals. And then she read them. And she was like, wow, this is really good. Then one day she was like, so I'm thinking about writing this book that's based on the Trojan Women from Talthybius' perspective. She was just like, do you want to help me write this book? Because that was like a really impressive journal that you wrote there.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, sure, I'd be totally into that. And my school does
How does that feel, like, her telling you that, of all people?
Oh, that was, like, probably one of, like, the best feelings, like, mm-hmm. ever. Because I know she's already, like, a playwright. She's the one who adapted that version of the Trojan Women.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like, wow, this is such a cool opportunity that I'm going to get to write this book.
Mm-hmm.
And work alongside an actual writer and actress. So that's fantastic.
In the night beneath the Trojan stars, it was not difficult to picture home. Those stars, the same stars I watched all those years ago as I sat by the white sand beach of Ithaca, and the rush of the sea breeze brushing loose sand against my sandaled feet brought my weary soul back to better days. The waves of the Aegean against the dark wasteland of a beach could have easily been those crashing on the Ithacan shore as I stood, once again, ankle deep in the sand, longing. In those nights, I could find respite, allowing my mind to drift back home in the brief, quiet calm, to childhood, to peace, before the fleet sailed out, before the war began. Gazing on the constellations, I could remember when I used to run the cliffs above the sand with the other boys, racing and leaping rock to rock high enough above the earth to make our mothers gasp and worry, fast enough to make us feel like fierce warriors, untouchable, invincible. We'd play as soldiers, play as heroes, make our way down to the shore to pick shells out of the foam and string them into jewelry we'd give as tiny gifts at home, our small apologies for staying out past sunset, were coming home with skinned knees and ripped tunics. But tonight those stars were shrouded from view, blotted out by what I had only wished were clouds signaling an impending rain to wash the dirt from my eyes, the blood from my arms. Smoke and ash billowed from the crumbling towers of their ruined city. Nothing was left of Troy. The sacking of the city of light was complete, and all within its walls still burning now. The memory of home had faded further with each gruesome, tired night since I sailed with the great King Odysseus to Troy to fight by his side. Ithaca, to him, as it was for me, was a distant memory 10 years behind us. At this point, a place of myth to us, somewhere that we might have never seen again had the city not fallen. Tonight, we hungered for a long-awaited return. Eagerness returned to us all because at last it was real. Tonight, though, at the same time, I wondered what was left of us that anyone at home would recognize when we did return.
Yeah, we started working on it in May.
Okay, yeah, that's what I wanted to say.
Yeah,
we started working
on it in May, and it's going to be published sometime like mid to end of winter, because like it's a long process getting a book.
Oh, I mean,
published.
I can't even imagine. Yeah, mm-hmm. And you know, you're a freshman at VCU, you know, you're still just started out here, you know, in Richmond. How would you describe VCU in one word, and how has that experience been?
Artistic. I would think like it's a very artistic place. Like I go around, I see a bunch of people like dressed in their different outfits. Like nobody's like a copy of another person. It seems like everybody's got their own style going on.
Mm-hmm.
And then just there's art students all over the place. I'm always walking around seeing like the vintage markets, and just there's a theater, there's a band. So, and just everything's everything's just really artistic here. Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, the murals on the walls, like, everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I agree. Yeah. I would say, like, VCU in Richmond as a whole is just, like, you know, busy. There's always something going on. So what do you really seek to accomplish in these upcoming 4 years at VCU and in Richmond?
I pretty much want to become the best theatrical weapon that I can. I mean, I want to learn as much as I possibly can, get as many skills as possible, and then carry all that with me, let it build upon each other, and then go into the real world and act and do cool things and just entertain people.
Yeah, of course. And, you know, with the weather starting to cool down as of recently, do you have any activities you're kind of looking forward to, you know, this fall to really just enjoy?
Well, as the weather cools down, I feel like I can pull out the harder fits in the fall.
Of course.
Which, like, fall fits are always the best because they're the cold weather fits. I'm not really, like, that much of a fall guy. I'm a fall weather guy, but, like, the leaves are, like, orange for, like, a day and a half, and then it rains, and then they're all dead on the floor. So it kind of, like, sucks for most of fall.
Yeah.
And then it's cold, but there's no snow, so it's kind of like, what's the point of it being cold? But the fits come to save the day.
Well, so, you know, we're going to start wrapping it up, but okay. Where could we find you on social media?
I have my main account is... Assorted Cracker Nath, which is derived from my genealogy, which is all of Europe, so assorted crackers. And then I'm starting like a professional account, and that's Nathaniel J. Howard.
Thanks for checking out the latest episode of Bad Attitude, the podcast where we dive into the creative prowess of local VCU artists. Go check out a brand new episode of Rate This Plate this week. My name is Brett Coleman. I'm the sound editor and host. Abby DeCandia is our producer and director of photography. Carly Mullins is our producer and behind the scenes, alongside with Aaliyah Sampson, who is our producer and behind the scenes. Thanks so much for watching. Stay tuned for next week.